Just feel that beat singing. This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Here's some of our favourite moments of the week. Chris and Scott's top three.
Right, top three is on. It's a new story. We think you might be able to find a suitable song to go with the new story. So any song you think fits this story, let us know on the text. I'll give you the text number in just a second. So, Rebecca, what is the new story today?
So the Kaiser Chiefs had to think on their feet after a broken public address system delayed the Rugby League World Cup opening ceremony. Frontman Ricky Wilson took to sprinting up and down the touchline at St James's Park in Newcastle to raise spirits. The pre-tournament show was brought to an abrupt end just minutes before the opening game between England and Samoa. Speaking on the BBC, former England international John Wilkins said, "You can say it's funny, but it's not."
Wow.
Organisers of the event apologised, saying it wasn't the start we wanted and thanked fans for their patience.
Isn't it crazy? Because I think he was annoyed because he's like, why do we do these pre-show things before the show? Why can't they do it in the middle or at the end of the show?
Yeah, so this is the beginning.
Because the whole rugby got delayed, didn't
it? Yes, it did.
Everything got delayed.
Yeah, it took a while for kickoff after that.
So Ricky Wilson decided to entertain the fans instead of singing because the PA had broken.
Yep.
He just ran up and down the touchline at St James's Park. And it was, come on, and everyone started screaming. They loved it though, didn't they?
Yeah, it was something to get them through the delay, wasn't it?
He's a bit of a showman, Ricky Wilson.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yes. So, that's the story. We're looking for song suggestions on that story, please. Should we try and have no Kaiser Chiefs in there?
I was about to say, I think you have to lay down the law.
Because
no
I predict a riot. I can hear people going, oh, it's got to be, I predict a riot. Yeah. PA's broken. Riot. Kaiser Chiefs.
Too easy.
Yeah, let's have no Kaiser Chiefs
think
song.
Think outside the box.
Think outside the Kaiser Chiefs box. Imagine there's a box with the Kaiser Chiefs in it. Think outside of that.
Top three.
So rock band Kaiser Chiefs had to think on their feet after a broken PA system delayed the Rugby League World Cup opening ceremony, which they were hosting. Ricky Wilson took to sprinting up and down the touchline at St James's Park in Newcastle to raise the spirits. They were on the stage, were just about to play their biggest hits, and the PA system just died. And because they were all set up with the stage, obviously the whole of the World Cup was delayed. The first game was delayed. And it was just a bit of a farce, really. So that was the news story, and we got loads of suggestions in, including When the Lights Go Out. It's clever.
Yes.
What about, it's also Quiet from Bjork. That's a good shout. Mark Thor says, I've got yours already, Mark. That's the winning tune. Let's have a listen to what we went with on the top three. Number three.
Oh,
he's running up and down. That's good. Beyonce and Running. Number two.
There it is.
That's clever, I like that. Five, When the Lights Go Out, number two. And at number one, it is Robbie Williams and Let Me Entertain You. I'm glad I found
you, you're the one. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. There's no place I'd rather be. On Radio Essex.
Sound of Silence by The Disturbed for the top three story today. This was the story that Kaiser Chiefs took to the stage just before the Rugby League World Cup opening ceremony and the PA system went down. So they're up there. There was apparently dancers dancing to no music because there was no music. So they could hear it in their little headphone things. You know those little headphones they wear in their ears? Yeah. They could hear everything. So they didn't know it hadn't got off. You wear them on stage, the little things in your ears. In ears, yeah, your little monitors. You're like, everybody get up. Ooh, and you're dancing. Yeah. What you can't hear is that they can't hear anything. You're just dancing on the stage to no music.
See, I only wear one because
you would have known.
Yeah, I would have known.
The dancers wearing both, so they're up there giving
still
it a
dancing
bit of,
in time
and, and doing all that.
So was that a remix?
Yeah, yeah. And the crowd are like, "What are they dancing? I can't hear anything. Can you hear anything?
Yeah, they dancing to nothing."
So that's what happened. We're looking for top three stories on that. He decided to entertain the crowd. He was just going to sprint up and down the touchline at St James's Park. He got the crowd going. Mark says, Let Me Entertain You. Could be a good shout. Ian says, The Sound of Silence by The Disturbed. Heard it several times a few years ago. If you haven't heard it, you must, says Ian, who is a first-time tech star.
For the first time.
What's this? What's this?
This is from Ross and John.
Why is Ross and John
Where's that
singing?
Music? First time. What's
this?
Is
this
sabotage?
This is them. Yeah. Oh.
And this is the time that you texted them, yeah.
The first time.
Oh, my God.
Play that, sabotage.
Play that again. It was sabotage.
Play that again.
Is that text underneath it from Ross and John? Hi, Scott and Chris. Not Chris and Scott. Hi, Scott and Chris. I'm a first-time texter. Use the words first-time texter. But have been listening to your show for ages. I love Ross and John at the weekends. Getting their name in there as well.
And then they
you
right
guys are my absolutely faves. That's from then thinking that we'd read that and go, oh, let's get this on for you.
For the first time. Ooh.
And they're playing the guitar. I like it.
The first time
you've texted Chris and Scott.
You texted them once, and this is the time that you texted them, yeah.
Wow, I love those guys.
Genius.
I love those guys. Yeah. We'll get that right.
We'll get revenge coming.
Yeah. Big drive home for Monday is Chris and Scott. It's the home of Ross and John at the weekend.
It certainly is.
They're not on at the weekday anymore. That was just last week. Because Martin and Sue were off.
Martin and Sue are back now.
So like substitutes coming subbed for the for the real talent for Martin and Sue. Back to the weekends. I'm not angry. They just played with some of our jingles, you know.
For the first time.
Instead of
Chris and Scott.
I mean, listen to the production on this. It's all stereo and it's beautiful. Listen.
Chris and Scott, first time texter.
Got Danny to do this bit.
So good.
Got the whole band in and everything. And we go, oh, first time texter. Blah, 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 and they replaced it with this.
For the first time.
And it's not.
Oh, they thought, would it?
It's not the same. And now they've sent us a voice note.
Hi, Chris and Scott. Long time listeners. First time. Well, we haven't even first time texted.
No.
Well, this is,
big fans of you. Big fans of the show.
We love your new production, mate.
Thanks.
We just thought we'd listen to your first time texter jingle on our show, and we just thought it needed a little bit of work.
Yeah, and since we've been doing our own jingles all week, we thought we'd hook you guys up with a new one. So we hope you like it.
Oh, what a couple of slinkers.
So I think we need to go and find some fertiliser.
Yes.
In an unused shed.
Definitely.
And we need to rain havoc on those boys.
We
but not seriously
do.
Injuring anybody.
No. Well, maybe. No, maybe.
Wow.
We'll get you back, boys. What a time to be alive.
We've got plans. We have got plans.
What you gonna do when you don't stop when you play hit music?
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
Tom has come up with an idea. I know.
Crazy.
We were talking last week about... We were doing loads of different things last week. We get loads of texts. We're like, I like it when we get loads of texts about things. And then Tom said, I've got something... And it was, what is the one stupid thing you did that you still can't believe you did do? Now, the reason for this is because Tom did something rather stupid.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah,
I did something
on a day-to-day basis.
Only Tom could do. This is an only Tom moment.
Okay.
This is from onlytomlimited.com.
you should get that website.
What is the one stupid thing you did, Tom?
I set the oven on fire.
Wow.
You set the oven on fire this weekend?
No, it wasn't this weekend, but it was recently that I set the oven on fire. I was cooking sausages and I got distracted by the dog.
Ah, right.
And so
I was distracting you because he wanted the sausages.
No. It was being cute. And I was like, oh, it's the dog. Oh, it's really cute. And then I left the oven to do the oven thing.
Yeah.
And
for
then,
too long.
It started fire, Is came out oven, of the oven.
Has your oven got and, flames in it?
No. No, it was a fan oven.
Yeah, so that's what I was trying to work out. How we get it, you just left them in there so much that
it just
exploded.
Yeah, and then there was fire coming out of it, and we had to get a new oven.
Wow. Do you do that just so your mum will always do all the cooking? Because now she's thinking, oh, I might as well cook, because the last time Tom cooked cost me £350.
Yeah.
It's probably easier if I do the cooking.
Yeah, and I honestly cannot believe that I can say that I've set an oven on fire.
Well.
I'd be quite proud.
I'm less shocked than you are.
I'd be quite proud of it, Tom. I mean, I've certainly done, so many silly things, but two of them are similar. One was in the swimming pool, one was in my kitchen. I will give you kitchen version now. Mm. So I'd set the alarm at night in the house And I mean, and in reality, it takes 10 seconds to turn the alarm off and then turn it back on.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to. I was being lazy. I thought, really need... I'd left my drink on the side in the kitchen. And I thought, and we've got a dog. And there's such a thing as the dog sensor. So if you're the size of a dog...
Yeah, so it does above dog level.
Yeah, yeah. So what I thought would be a brilliant idea at midnight, one night, many years ago, was that I thought that if I crawl like a dog... This is true. If I crawl like a dog through my kitchen and then reach my hand up to get the drink and then crawl out like a dog, which is taking longer than turning the alarm off. We've all worked that out.
Yeah.
But so I did.
You're drunk, aren't you, at this point?
I've had a few drinks.
Obviously.
So it seems like such a normal thing for a human to do. But I wanted to, so I get on my hands and knees and I crawl like a dog through my kitchen and then I lift the glass up and then I turn my head and I smash my head and nose so hard into my brick wall, right, that my nose was cut open and my forehead. And I went upstairs and I said to Kerry, oh, I set the alarm off, obviously, because I stood up. I went upstairs and Clara everywhere. And Kerry went, what happened? And I had to explain to my wife, well, I was crawling like a dog through the kitchen.
I would have just said, I've just been attacked by a burglar downstairs. Yeah. Wow, okay.
Not
sure you're going to top that. There's two suggestions for you. I cut through a live electric wire once, saying, and I kind of knew that it might be live, but then I thought, I don't know why, and I thought I'd take a gamble. Luckily, the RCD thing was working
good,
properly,
yeah.
And I'm still here to tell you that tale. But I do remember afterwards thinking, that's a stupid thing to do.
Very.
Thank you very much for all of your stupid things you've done. Mac once headbutted his mum's lights in a house, broke them all, shorted the whole thing.
Which
Sharon
is weird.
Said, my mum put two paper tablecloths in the washing machine. Thank you, Sharon, for that. That's brilliant. Tom, get an air fryer. Then you won't set fire to an oven. The air fryer, Debs has sent you a picture. She's actually sent you instructions of how to cook sausages in an air fryer.
You 10 to 15 minutes turning every 5 minutes until the sausages are cooked through.
Timer stops cooking for you. My son uses fryer for all of his meals.
I don't get what it is.
It's an air fryer. It's an oven. It's a small oven.
It's a small oven, Tom.
But it cooks... So instead of like in a frying pan, you'd put a load of oil in there. With an air fryer, you could just put like a teaspoon, a little drop of oil in there. And then you put the potatoes on top of that and then you just chuck it in there 20 minutes, bosh.
So it'd replace a microwave?
No, it's not a microwave. You can't microwave stuff in there.
No?
Think of it as a small oven. It's the same concept as a fan oven.
Yeah. Why can't I just use a big oven?
Because you set fire to them.
Right, no, right, Tom. Right, so you know, like an air fryer would be perfect for you. So
yeah.
If
it's got a timer.
Yeah, for example, if we're making a full roast dinner at home, we're obviously going to put the oven on because, and we've got like a big range oven, so it's like...
He doesn't set fire to his oven, so
no,
he's allowed to use
I don't
his
see
oven.
He's allowed.
He's allowed, yeah.
If you're making yourself a sausage sandwich and you're just cooking four sausages...
Air fryer.
Why do you want to use all that electric just for one...
And also, the oven takes for ages to heat up. The air fryer, I reckon
instant.
A good 30 seconds, bosh, you're ready to go.
No.
Is it instant?
Instant.
Instant. Chris. Ready to
like
go.
Like a microwave.
You turn it on... No,
it's not a microwave.
Stop saying like a microwave.
It's nothing to do with microwave. We're different family.
Microwave
from a different family.
Is
different.
Just warming the food.
Yeah. It's
warming
waves.
It
it's waves. Like when you rub your hands together and your hands get hot.
Yeah.
That's the concept of a microwave.
Okay.
I think.
We just went really crazy.
No, I think
then.
That is. I think that is. I think that is it.
The Miyake.
That is it.
Hey, your son!
That is what a microwave does. It's the friction thing, whereas an oven's heat. And fire in your case.
Yeah.
So you basically turned your oven into a barbecue.
Pretty much,
that's what happened.
Yeah.
Stupid things you've done, keep them coming in. Weird things you've done, crazy things you've done, and stupid things you've done, and we're getting quite a few through. It's the kind of thing you've done, and you thought, I can't even believe I've done that. That's just so unlike me. That's a really stupid thing to do. They're the kind of things we're looking for. 81400, put the word Essex at the front of your message. Deb says, I've just bought my daughter her first car. Bit stupid of me, really, because I've got to drive 150 miles to her to give it to her. It's got gears and I'm used to automatic.
I hadn't thought that through.
Paul says, things that I regret doing, can't believe I did. Listen to Heart. Wow. And then chose policing as a career. Keep it up, guys, says Paul. Zara in Colchester. Hey, Chris, Scott and Tom. Last year, I was on holiday in Spain and I put my hands in the air whilst dancing and drunk, putting my hand straight through the blades of the ceiling fan. Needless to say, I've never had a very black and blue bruised hand like I did then. I'm now unable to move my little finger, so I've probably fractured it.
Oh dear.
She put her hands in the air like she just didn't care.
Yeah, and then she did care because she
hit
really
the ceiling fan. Angie says, my husband wanted to take an artistic type of photo near Tower of London and told me to sit on the steps. I sat on the hedge instead. Needless to say, I fell through it and broke a bunch of branches. It looks like a horse had sat on the hedge. He managed to capture a photo as I was sitting, probably not allowed back there again. So yeah, there's a picture just before you fell from the hedge. Yeah, that looks like that's going to hurt. Thank you very much, Angie. God, there's loads coming in. Hello, Radio Essex. What have you got for us, Linda?
My dog likes to steal washing. So I'd put some washing in and then I'd rest in a bag and we was popping out only for an hour or so. So I picked the bag up and put it on the top in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And we came home and I thought, I can smell burning. And what I'd done, I'd put the bag next to the toaster and it had pushed the handle down on the toaster.
Oh, no.
And started heating the bag up.
Oh dear.
And it was key that we'd only gone out for an hour, because if we'd have gone out for any longer, we wouldn't have had a house left.
So what was the extent of the damage then?
Actually nothing. It was literally just heated the bag up, but we'd come home in time to save it. So luckily, no damage.
Brilliant. Oh.
Thank God. Scary. That's not you being stupid, though, is it, really? That's an accident.
It's a little bit. Chrissy's being polite. It's a little bit stupid. I'm gonna say it.
My husband said it was being stupid.
All right, then.
Yeah, I agree. Stupid. I agree with your husband.
Linda, thank you for that.
Thank you.
It is Chris and Scott, the big drive home for Monday. Thank you so much for all your suggestions and things that you regret. Things that, you know, stupid things you've done that you still can't believe you did. Craig, what you got for us?
Happy Monday, boys. The most stupidest thing I ever done was have kids.
Wow.
There you go. Well done, Craig. Hell's Bell says, mine isn't as funny as Tom setting his mum's oven on fire, but I was laminating a photo for a friend as a favour at a previous job a few years ago, and suddenly the reception got busy and I wasn't watching it for a while mid-laminate. Next thing, there was a very strong burning smell and I realised with horrible smoke pouring out of it, I must have fed it in really wonky. I quickly unplugged it and tried to get the offending item out, but to no avail. Luckily for me, my friend had a copy of the ruined photo and my workplace just thought a fault had occurred while laminating a work thing, and I was asked to order a new machine, so I got away with it.
Good.
Hell's bells. And another one that came through, which I just, this is beautiful. I sat behind a car at a junction once when the driver got out and came over to me and said, she's lost her bearings. I was like, oh no. And I started to crawl under her car looking for wheel bearings. She asked me what I was doing, and then she said, when I said I've lost my bearings, I mean as in direction.
That is genius.
I was so embarrassed.
That is, I mean, that is...
It's anonymous as well.
Yeah, I mean...
You'd be surprised to know. That is genius. Thank you very much for that.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Minute by minute, yo, hour by hour.
Yo, DJ, drop that.
Radio Essex.
Is no one slightly worried about Mimi Webb?
Why? What's she done?
I'm not saying what she's done.
Mm.
All I'm saying is she had a song out before, going to... Set your house on fire.
It's house on fire. It was over the top, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You're a liar. Now I'm going to set your house on fire.
Yeah. And then a follow-up single.
Ghost of You. I think people have spotted that connection.
I mean, all I would say is if her next one's called like something in a similar vein, then phone the police.
Thanks for the advice. Talking about the weather, I've worried a lot of people. It's not necessarily going to be that bad in Essex.
No, you've said it.
No,
you said Essex is going to have downpours.
No, I said Scotland.
Oh, okay.
Torrential rain and gales. It's not as bad in Essex, is it, Rebecca?
No.
It's not too bad at all. I mean, if it was lightning, you wouldn't want to be up, I don't know, on high things. Bridges and lampposts.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to be
towers.
You wouldn't want to be looking out at Kent.
No, you wouldn't want to be high up in the air if there's lightning coming. No. That wouldn't be it. So if you're on a like a building or something, I can't think of any other examples. A high climbing frame.
Yeah. Wear rubber shoes.
A high rope in the sky.
Yeah.
That's all I'm thinking of. They're the things I'm thinking of specifically. Climbing frames and scaffolding.
You would want to bridge the gap between that, wouldn't you?
You definitely would. And because lightning, you know, if you're high up and I don't know if there's any metal around you, then you would probably
you would want to come down. Cross that bridge when you come to it.
I think so, yeah. Right, it's 3:35. It's the big drive home for Tuesday. Oh, by the way, M25 still closed. We'll keep an eye on that
Why?
For you. It's bridge closed. Oh, I'll give you details in a minute. Let
the
beat
drop. The big drive home with Chris and Scott. This is Radio Essex.
I want to talk about overrated TV shows.
Because I'm getting subjective, isn't it?
Yeah, but I'm just getting bored of people saying things like, oh, have you seen that? And I watch it and I'm like, the obvious one for me, and I know this will cause hatred amongst Essex, Game of Thrones. I'm like,
oh, I can't stand it.
I've tried it as well. I've gone, right, I'll watch it. And then everyone's going, what? Get past the first four. And I'm like, if it's that bad, why don't you change the first four?
What?
Tom, are you a Game of Thrones fan?
I like the first four series.
No. People say get through the first four episodes and then it starts. Oh. And I'm like, why do I need to watch? I mean, if that was the premise of our drive show, it's Chris and Scott, big drive home. Get to five and it's quite good. I mean, that's not a selling point, is it? 3 till 5 is a bit ropey. Then it's the title fight. You'll love it.
It's got to be good the whole way through.
I want
through.
It to be good from episode one. Otherwise, I've lost interest quite quickly.
I like it to be, I like a program to be gripping.
Yeah, right? From the word go.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to lose you here.
Go on.
Because Family Guy.
Don't say Ted Lasso.
Oh, no, Family good. Guy. Yeah. I don't get it.
Family Guy?
I don't get it.
It's funny.
No.
It's funny.
Oh, and another one.
The Family Guy one where they meet the Simpsons, just saying.
Yeah, no, that ridiculous. Sounds interesting.
It's ridiculous.
But
it's ridiculous because Peter's there with Homer. It's mental. My little brain exploded. I was like, oh my God.
But that I could watch.
Yeah, it was good.
But now, obviously it's subjective, isn't it? And like, I might like something and you might be listening now going, oh my God, how do you like that? It's rubbish. But it's obviously everyone, each their own and all that. But I'm just saying it out loud. If you like Mrs. Brown's Boys.
No, see, I don't.
There's something wrong with you in your, but there's something. Look,
That's quite
offensive. It's so bad.
He doesn't mean it. He doesn't mean it.
I do, because it's subjective. Of course, there's nothing wrong with you. But what I'm saying is,
I find it awful. I can't watch it.
It's not funny.
Do you watch it?
No.
And do you know the weird thing about Mrs. Brown's Boys? I'm not convinced anyone watches it because it's one of those shows. I've put your mic down so you can cough, but you're coughing so loud that I can still hear it.
Well, I had to cough. And yeah.
I don't know anybody that watches Mrs. Brown's Boys.
No, as in, if it's
people go and watch, there's like a stage show.
Even if it's on for 10 seconds and I can't find the remote, right?
You throw something at the telly.
Well, no. Kerry absolutely hates it. Like, she'll go, oh, turn it off. And there's words in there that you can't turn the radio as well. It's really bad. Like, really bad.
Linda says, what? OMG. Have a cup of tea, both of you. Game of Thrones is a winner.
It is.
But Linda, at least you got one of us in here that watches Game of Thrones. I don't think any of us could watch Mrs. Brown's Boys.
I tried. I didn't try. Okay, warranted. I didn't try hard enough, right? I think I watched like 10 minutes of one episode and I was like, oh, what's going on? Like, they're all not normal people. Like, well, I didn't get it. I tried, and I'm probably going to get hate mail now, like actual hate mail, I reckon. Tried Peaky Blinders. I couldn't.
What? I don't mind that.
And I've been told to persevere, and I've been told, come on, because I gave it, I was at an airport once, I was a bit ratty, I was a bit tired, I gave it 15 minutes, and I was like, and he was like, all right. And I was like, oh, go away, mate.
I don't understand. What is wrong with you? I don't understand, though, the TV shows where people always say it's brilliant, but you just have to get past the... It's not brilliant because they should have tried harder on the first episode. What's the programme everyone watched? And I love this. From the beginning of the programme, and it was a BBC One series, right at the beginning, they were on a train.
What?
They were on a train and there was a terrorist on the train and he got attacked and it was the policeman, he was undercover and he was on a train. What was that? It was from the second the programme started, it was like, oh my God, this is incredible.
Was it called Terrorist on a Train?
No. What was it called? It was Bodyguard. Yeah, Bodyguard.
Bodyguard.
Thank you, whoever that was in my ear.
That was
Bodyguard.
That was weird.
The voice of God just came through.
I think that was
Bodyguard.
Joe.
When Bodyguard first started, thank you very much for everybody on the text that said Bodyguard as well.
Brilliant.
From the it wasn't like Persevere, first 15 minutes. It was like, as soon as it started, I was gripped. Because it started with the most amazing piece of drama that I've ever seen.
Yeah,
Within seconds.
I need to be like enthralled straight away. Me and Kerry watched the programme. It was amazing. It was called The Fall.
I've heard about that. I haven't watched it.
Why?
Because I'm in the middle of other stuff, like Game of Thrones.
It's brilliant. No, it's brilliant. And we literally binge watch it. It needs to be. But then there are programmes that have gone wrong for me. Like I was watching The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
It's really good. But I now know that there's a certain character. He's never going to get bit by a zombie. Because he's just in it every day. So it doesn't matter. So I've disengaged from it. There's about 48,000 episodes.
But you can't watch anymore.
I can't get my head around it anymore. It's like, yep, they growl a little bit and you stab them in the head.
I loved the Lazarus Project, which I told you about.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. But it's one of those dangerous ones because you know that some people you recommend it to will go, no, I didn't really get it. Don't really like it. But which is fine, because like you say, it's subjective. 81400, put the word Essex at the front of your message if you want to try any bias. Richard in Billericay says, Mrs. Brown's Boys, as funny as it's so bad, and the ad-libs and the rest have to try and keep up when he ad-libs. I just don't get it. It just isn't my cup of tea.
No. It's rubbish.
But Richard in Billericay likes it, so it's fine. It was Scott that insulted you, not me. Good afternoon, chaps. We don't like Mrs. Brown Boys either. American Dad, Family Guy, and Game of Thrones. Wow. I'm with you, Scott. It's on telly. Even just in the background, it goes off. Which one?
All of them. They don't like any of them. I agree. And all of them that he's mentioned, I can live without.
A very good series for you on Netflix is Lock and Key. So says Rob in Southend.
And you know what? Because of Rob from Southend's selections that he doesn't like...
You're going to try it.
He actually said, hey, I'm going to try it. Lock and Key. I'm going to put that in my long list of things that I need to watch.
Kim and Holbridge, OMG, Peaky Blinders is brilliant. You need to give it at least until the end of the first episode, not just 15 minutes. As I said, Kim in Holbridge, that's not good enough. If I said Chris and Scott's Big Drive Home, check it out. After 10 to 6, it starts to get good. You wouldn't bother listening for the first 2 hours.
Although it does work sometimes because, for example, Breaking Bad, the second season of Breaking Bad, I got a little bit bored. I persevered and it's one of the best
things
I've ever watched.
And also the Ted Lasso, there's an episode in Ted Lasso that is the most random thing I've ever seen on the telly. But luckily, you're too far gone. You're too far in it.
Exactly.
But if that was the first episode... And everyone that's watched Ted Lasso knows exactly what episode I'm talking about. But if that episode was the beginning of the first... I would have given up. Wouldn't have watched it.
Have you got things that you and Karen just can't watch together? Like a series that she
didn't
loves.
Watch Ted Lasso. Me and Harry watched it.
Kerry wouldn't like that. But there's a programme that I absolutely love. And it's called Would I Lie to You?
Yes, with...
Rob Brydon.
Yeah, and the
Lee Mack.
Lee Mack.
It's, and David Mitchell. It's... amazing. I go to put it on and literally she sees it and she goes, get this rubbish off. And if I want, I love it. It's one of my favourite programmes. I have to go downstairs and watch it.
Your mansion, you have to go down the stairs next to the hot tub.
It's near the hot tub.
Yeah, it is.
But she doesn't like it. And I think she would if she gave it a try, but she won't.
I think Aaron would like Ted Lasso. But I get, oh, it's football. It's not.
It's not.
Well, it's football related, but it's actually about people.
Yeah.
I love Ted Lasso. That's brilliant. Richard and Billy Ricky, yeah, agreeing with Mrs. Brown's boys. Honey, who lives in Israel, and she listens to the show mainly because she's, well, actually only because she's a Scott from Five fan.
I think she's a Tom and Chris fan.
She is now, but yeah. She's originally a Fiver. Not a Fiver, you know what I mean. Is that what they were called?
She's called a Fiver.
Was that right? Yes. Fiver. Yeah, you don't guess, I guess that. don't watch TV since 2004. Just gave up. It's so boring. Try Game of Thrones. Total yawn after the first 20 minutes. It's even hard to connect to a movie now these days because they're all the same ideas. We were going to move. We're going to talk about movies tomorrow, weren't we?
Yeah.
We're going to keep movies. Don't give us. Don't hit us with movies yet. We're coming
if
back.
If you want
to
hear tomorrow, we're talking about movies.
What about you? TV shows that you think are so overrated. 81400. Put the word Essex in the front of your message and let us know. I remember first watching The Office, Ricky Gervais. The first time I watched it, because I didn't know what it was. I thought it was a documentary and I was thinking, this guy's awful. And didn't realise it was funny because he wasn't famous at
Kerry
the time.
Don't like The Office either.
I love it now. Brilliant. I got properly into it. But One Republic, I Ain't Worried, 4:32. Keep yours coming in. Big drive home. It's Chris and Scott. Rebecca will have the news in 20 minutes. Is that confirmed what you just told me?
Yes.
Liz Truss has just sacked the Home Secretary.
I think that's just ruined her next bulletin, but yeah.
Well, I don't think the bulletin
is. Spoiler alert.
You know, we don't just spoil the news, but it's teasing. I'm teasing. People are now going, why? You'll find out at 5 o'clock.
That's Rebecca's content. That'd be like, usually, in radio terms, that's like Jack going, I don't like tea. Oh, I'm really angry about it. And then I'd come on and go, what are you doing? I wouldn't have done that to you, Rebecca.
Basically a little news flash there, which is, I agree, is not my job. considering Rebecca's actually sitting there.
Yeah. That's like stealing someone's thunder.
But why has she sacked the Home Secretary? Find out.
Yeah. You just literally took the jam out of a donut.
I think Watford have taken over. That's what's happened.
Yeah.
And they're just sacking people.
You're sacked. I've only just got it. Doesn't matter.
Sacked. You're sacked. So, yeah. Okay. Do they do that? You know, it's so rowdy in the House of Commons. I'm waiting one day for them to all go, you're getting sacked in the morning. I'm sure it's going to happen soon. TV very shows soon. That are overrated. Thank you very much for all of your suggestions. Guys, I couldn't get into Game of Thrones either. Right. Can we just have a little Game of Thrones moment here? Everyone says to me, well, everyone watches Game of Thrones, right? You watch it. No.
No.
Rebecca.
No.
Jack hadn't watched it. They hadn't watched it out there. We asked earlier. I've not watched it. You've watched it.
I've watched it.
So that's one in about seven of us that's watched Game of Thrones. I'm not convinced everybody watches Game of Thrones. I think it's a conspiracy.
I do meet people that go, oh my God, it's amazing. And then they give me the premise of it again. I go, give me the premise again. And I go, as they're even saying it, I'm going, yeah, bored. Bored.
Yeah, I want to do, can we do a little experiment? So the app's and the text on, right? Text 81400 Essex or hit us up on the app, even the socials, however you want to get in touch with us. Just put yes if you watched one or watched it all. No, you've watched it all. You're converted.
Yeah. So you don't watch Game of Thrones. You're not interested.
Which means you might have watched 10 minutes and gone, yeah, this is ridiculous.
Which is a no.
That's a no.
Or yes for, oh, it's amazing, yeah. Kings and that.
I want yes or no. That's all I want. You can put hello if you want. Yes or no. Essex, no. Essex, yes on the text, 81400. Or just yes or no on the app. Just while we're talking, I'm just interested to know how many people actually watch Game of Thrones, because I'm not convinced.
I'm not convinced.
It's actually being watched at all.
No. I don't mean any. Have they ever made more than one episode?
Have we got a conclusion with all the texts so far?
Yeah, we do.
So has everybody seen, what's the, I mean, it's not, it's definitely not conclusive. It's fairly split.
No!
Okay, what's the score? What happened? Game of Thrones, has everybody watched it, yes or no?
No.
What, there was more no's than yes?
There was more no's. A lot more no's.
So more people haven't seen Game of Thrones than have seen Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
That's kind of what I thought might be the case.
Yeah, so now...
People that have seen it, though, properly into it, they're not written yes or no. It's like yes, and then, you know, I've seen Game of Thrones. It does take a while to get into the first few episodes. It's hard to follow. See, this isn't selling it to
me. Some of them are angry with us, which is fine. Some of them can't be my friends anymore, Kerry Ware.
My younger brother did a voiceover in episode 3. I still haven't watched it. You've put him in the yes column. He's a no. He's not watched it. His younger brother's in it. But he hasn't even watched it.
Hang on. There's another one of those. Dobbo's someone that he knows is actually in it as an actor or an actress. He doesn't watch it either. So, I mean, come on.
Afternoon, Chris and Scott. Absolutely love Game of Thrones. Even the prequel, House of the Dragon, is as good. George and Ben Fleet is a big fan. Claire, whose daughter's called Arya, is named after Arya Stark off of Game of Thrones. Arya in the area.
Wow.
Well, I mean, I can't actually believe that because...
Cool. Kate says, yes, Kings and that. Kings and Tings.
What's the new one called?
House of the Dragons.
House of the Dragons.
Right, see, this is the thing, right? Even the name of that, I'm already just like, there's a program called House of the Dragons, and I'm meant to go, oh, I really want to watch that because I love dragons.
Well, you don't know where the dragons live.
They don't live in houses, do they?
You never know.
Dragon houses.
Yeah.
No, they
called House of the Dragons.
No, they probably live in caves.
If you had to describe Game of Thrones to somebody who'd never seen it before, how would you do that?
Kings and that.
Kings and that, yeah.
Kings and dragons.
Kings and dragons and queens and swords.
What? Drop me out.
We made him. We did make him watch a football match yesterday, and we made him watch Brighton and Nottingham Forest.
That was out of order on him, wasn't it?
We probably owe him maybe to watch an episode of Game of Thrones.
Do it.
Because he must have been bored out of his skull. Was it 0-0?
Yeah.
He must have been so bored.
So boring.
Do you know what? If you want to be really, really bored, watch Tottenham.
Arsenal.
No, they're good.
Tottenham are playing tonight. It's on the Prime. You'll be able to watch that tonight. And of course, Watford are playing Millwall at Millwall.
I'll watch that one.
Yeah.
I'd rather
watch Game of Thrones.
News coming up in just a second. I'll tease that for you. Home Secretary has been sacked up by Liz Truss. Tottenham play Man United tonight, and it's going to be quite cold tonight as it's nighttime. There you go. You can make a cup of tea now. Pretty much. You're pretty much up to date. And the roads.
So you're Chris Brooks and you're.
I was going to do the roads.
Oh, okay.
And the roads are busy because of rush hour and everyone leaves work around the same time in this county. So it makes the roads busy. So if you're stuck in traffic, that's probably why. You're up to date.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. This is Radio Essex.
Breaking news.
On FM, DAB, online.
So I've got some more breaking news coming.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And here.
Hold on 2 seconds.
Hey, Radio Essex.
Just got to do this bit.
Okay.
From the Icon Building.
Bow, bow, bow.
The anticipation.
Oh, no, it's big news.
News.
It's 3:03. I'm Chris.
Sorry, I'm Scott.
I'm just doing this news bulletin.
We'll put on
all right, just,
then.
All right. It's 3:03. It's Chris and Scott with the news. CBBC TV stars Dick and Dom and H from Steps have called for a general election.
Then it's done and done and done.
Does that mean it's happening?
I think that means everything.
It doesn't say H the rapper either. It's specifically H from Steps.
H from Steps, yeah. And with Dick and Dom
and H from Steps.
Yep, then it's a done deal.
Fans of the Dick and Dom in the Bungalow stars have been enjoying their entry into politics, with one writing, finally some grown-ups.
Yeah, absolutely. True story.
True.
Many people joked that this was the final straw for Liz Truss's government, especially when H from the 90s band Steps also joined in the calls for a general election. To be fair, within 10 minutes of this happening, she resigned.
Yes, she
I'm
did.
Not saying she resigned because of H from Steps and Dick and Dom, but...
Do you know what it was?
What?
It was because waiting in the wings was Paul Denen. When you actually said it's a record-breaking day...
You thought I was going to go about Liz Truss.
I literally thought you were talking about Liz Truss, and I was like... And then you said about...
That's a record-breaker as well.
Yeah, it's got to be.
The shortest time anyone's been in office. Was it 44 days?
Yeah, 44 days.
And the one before that was 100-and-something days, because Rebecca off of News just told me, and... somebody back in like years ago died in office, and I think they did 140 days. That was the record.
Yeah.
At the time.
44 days, and she's gone, do you know what? I'm not very good at this.
There's a lot of things. I mean, think about what lasts longer than 44. Well, the lettuce, the Daily Star's lettuce that they put up to see which lasted longer, Liz Truss or this lettuce. That lettuce is still there, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, so, celebrating.
So lettuce won.
So that is one.
How long did David Blaine do in his box that time when he was hovered over on that crane and lived in that little box?
He spent 44 days.
So the same.
It's the same amount of time.
Okay, so David Blaine lived in a box suspended above somewhere.
Above the River Thames.
Yeah, he did that for the same amount of time.
I mean, similar decision-making. I will sit in a box and do nothing.
Well, he sat in the box as long as she's sat in Downing Street. We don't even know if she's moved in yet.
I mean, Sam Allardyce lasted longer as England manager as well.
Wow.
And he did one match.
Did he actually do a match?
One football match.
Did he win it?
I don't know.
That, I mean, Rob, I've seen this one, but Rob from Southend's actually put a brilliant picture on the socials.
Of Sam Allardyce standing outside Downing Street.
Yeah, but he's standing there, like, pensively waiting, like, when am I getting the keys? When am I getting the keys? Surely I'm the man for the job.
The actual leadership campaign from when Boris Johnson resigned, that lasted longer.
That lasted longer to find Liz Truss.
Yeah. The Queen Bee, which is known to be an insect that doesn't last very long, that lasts longer. That's about 1 year to 2 years.
Yeah.
If you want to text us what lasts longer than 44 days, you can do that. Never really pay attention to titles of songs until A Day Like Today happens, and then you're looking at the songs you're playing, and All By Myself, we're playing Not Over Yet, No Tears Left to Cry from Ariana Grande. It sounds like we're adding songs in, but we're not. We played History earlier, and if you listen yesterday, you'll find we played exactly the same songs in a different order.
Yeah. Slightly different order.
So we were talking about what lasts longer than 44 days. Liz Truss has managed 44 days in the job at 10 Downing Street. Brad says, keep on moving, spent longer in the charts.
Yeah, it did.
Carolyn Whittam, Kim Kardashian's second wedding lasted 72 days. It's impressive.
That is impressive.
Lisa at Humble Bake House says, takes my husband longer than 44 days to apologise. Wow. Dean says Scott on the radio because he's not said one of the reserved words.
No. There's always time.
Kristen Gurren Murphy last night. Yeah, television.
Oh, I know what he said.
No. The DFS sale lasts longer than 44 days. Does it? Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah, price never goes down. Sales on.
Steve, I've got a tin of tuna. I've had it so long, I've moved house with it.
You took it with you. Well done, Steve.
Yeah, they last ages, don't they? Tins of tuna. Mark and Braintree, we have three kids and our last bottle of ketchup lasted longer than Liz Truss.
Well, do they not like it? Mine lasts about 3 days.
Thank you for those. Kim coming in, 81400, put the word Essex at the front of your message. What's lasted longer than 44 days? Well, have some of those, please. 81400, put the word Essex at the front of your message. You're doing some research as well, Tom. Is there any good ones on there?
Yeah, I've got the cat at Downing Street, Larry the Cat, has lasted 4,290 days.
Wow, that's quite a few prime ministers.
Yeah, it is, yeah. And B&Q's return policy is 90 days. Let's go
home together. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. Let's go home together. This is Radio Essex.
Something I wanted to talk about, which I noticed in the... It was on a Reddit thing.
Okay.
On the internet, interweb internet thing. And it was about neighbours that are a little bit strange. Neighbours that are different.
Right.
So you can be as anonymous as you want. But when did you know your neighbours were weird?
I've got this.
They know who you are, though.
I know, but they don't live there anymore. It's fine.
Okay.
My new neighbours, lovely.
Absolutely amazing.
Lovely.
Talk to me about your old neighbours. When did you know your neighbours were weird? While Scott's talking, 81400, put the word Essex in a friendly message. Better still, call us if you can, 01702 45 50 60. Scott, when did you know your neighbours were weird?
Right. Well, it all started when he decided to build a wall next to my wall for no apparent reason whatsoever, other than he thought it would annoy me. So he.
So you already had a wall, so he had the use of the other side of your wall, I take it.
And my wall.
It's a shared wall.
Yeah, and I don't want to say. Mine was a lovely wall.
Nice wall.
I'd spent thousands and thousands of pounds on a beautiful wall.
And when you do the wall, because I haven't had to do this, and you have to do it all properly the other side as well. If it's your responsibility, well, bricklayers will go over to their side and make it all look nice.
It's the same as doing a fence. Okay, so the fence, you get the nice side of the fence. It doesn't work like that with a wall. It's
just the same either side.
Beautiful wall.
Yeah.
He built a wall out of just...
spite.
Out of spite, but like not nice bricks, just like normal, standard, horrible bricks. slightly higher than my wall. My wall, it still stands today. My wall is like a nice curve, like a bit of art, really.
Yeah.
I had built. He built it himself.
Yeah.
He's not a bricklayer. Did I forget to tell you?
He's not a bricklayer.
Not a bricklayer. Then he accused me of stealing some of his garden.
Mm.
I hadn't moved my fence, so I got accused of stealing some of his garden. So it was that point I think I thought he was mental. Then another time he...
I didn't say mental, I said weird.
Mental, I'm going with. He doesn't live here anymore, it's fine. And then he phoned the council on me and said that I had broke the law. And the council come around and they said, "You've done nothing wrong." I said, "Is it the neighbour?" Let me just tell you, when he moved out, I helped him. I said, "You want help? See you later." So really nice guy.
He built his wall just slightly bigger than your wall, like a whole city goalpost. A couple of inches tighter than yours.
And all that I done was when I come out, I went to him, loving the wall. I said, "That is beautiful."
Well, there you go. I think something that could be quite popular. You can be anonymous. You can change your names. Just tell me when you knew your neighbours were weird. Hello, don't say my name because they will know it's me. My sister's neighbours spy through the fence when people are out in the garden. But to top it off, they've copied everything that they've done. New extension, exactly the same front door. Then the driveway was exactly the same. Even the builders said to my sister that he was spying when the extension was done. The builder said, "Your neighbours have been spying on us while we're doing the work."
That is ridiculous.
Thank you very much for that, Anonymous. I don't know whether to say names because you've put names on there, but I'm probably not going to say that. Let's just say X in Colchester. I've moved recently, so all is now, well, all right, Zara in Colchester. I knew my old neighbours were weird, I prefer creepy, when they would come out into their garden when they saw me outside in my garden and would mirror my movements.
Well, I know, that is
That's
weird.
That's great. If I walked back in, they would do the same. If I put the washing out, they would do the same. If I stood at the end of the garden, they'd do the same.
No, I would have a restraining order.
Then they started staring through the hedge at me daily, and I know that it was time to go.
Right, they were, what they were, Zara, is a stalker.
That's scary.
That is scary.
Chris and Scott, I knew my neighbour was weird when he told me I needed to cut a tree in the garden. I decided to wait. I was until I had the day off work. However, the next day, I was making a cup of tea and I looked in my garden. I saw my neighbour leaning over the fence, cutting down my tree.
No.
Luckily, what? It needed cutting anyway, so he did me a favour. I wouldn't have seen that as a favour.
No, I would have said, "What are you doing? Stop it right now."
Can you imagine looking out your window and seeing your neighbour cutting down one of your trees? Leaning over the fence.
Well, I can imagine what would happen afterwards. That's not good.
It's mad. Angie in America says, "I knew my neighbours were weird when the husband yelled at me through the shared wall for giving the wife a gift card to a garden shop. She was planting flowers in her garden last spring and I was too busy with work to do much gardening. I was just being nice. They haven't spoken to me since." Wow. Annie says, "I know my neighbour was weird when they left a small glittery box on my doorstep. There was a dead hamster in it. I moved pretty quickly afterwards."
That's not normal.
And No Name says, "We knew our neighbour was weird when our house went on the market. Before this, he was amazing. He would give us sweets and other goodies, money for Christmas, birthday and Easter, and all year round food from his vegetable patch in his garden." Sounds like the ideal neighbour.
Sounds like a nice guy.
I think this is going to turn different. Once it was on the market, he went to the solicitors to get a letter sent our way to complain that we parked on the 3 foot of shared driveway, which we'd been doing for the last 17 years without any problem. We obviously listened and shifted 1 foot over onto our driveway. A week later, we got another letter saying our house advert was a lie because he thought that we wrote single drive. It was actually a double drive, but we labelled it as a shingle drive because it was full of stones. He thought it said single. It said shingle.
Oh, my.
That's brilliant. And then since this, he does not go near us at all when we're near him in public. And just before we moved, he would also avoid us at all costs. But luckily, our new neighbours are amazing. Wow, isn't it weird?
It is weird how people turn. It's what I like is, I'm not going to say your name. I also know that I know who No Name is because I can see their name in previous text messages. So, hello.
That's dangerous.
I know.
giving Scott information like that. Strange neighbours you have in Essex. When did you know your neighbours were weird is what we're asking you. 81400 with the word Essex at the front of your message. Anonymous says, alarm bells started to ring about my neighbour when he looked over the fence shouting and accusing me of killing his slug collection because I hosed down my patio. The year before that, he'd hardly spoken to me.
That is
scary.
Weird. Who has a slug collection?
This guy, he's anonymous. I don't know whether he's anonymous because he doesn't want his neighbour to know or anonymous because he doesn't want people to know he had a slug collection.
Yeah, both, I think.
Kay says, my neighbours were banging on the wall to wind up our dog. Then they'd come shouting at me saying, your dog's barking too much.
So they're setting it up.
Antagonising the dog. Dog barks and then they're knocking the dog. Oh, your dog's barking a lot. They complain that the tree out the front interferes with their internet connection. Maybe that's what's matter with my internet connection. Next door's trees.
Could be. Mm. Why didn't you chop them down? Just lean over the fence.
Lean over the fence, chop them down. My lights around the fence were cut on their side of the garden, and they complain my children make noise in the hot tub in the summer. The list goes on.
Children making noise?
I know. It's unheard of. Please don't say our name or where we're from. You may not think this is weird, but a few of us in the area do. One of our neighbours is really OCD when cleaning his cars. He brings all of his equipment out, sometimes on a trolley. He uses a jet wash foam spray, rinses off pieces after each use, super suds his car several times, even takes the number plates off, and sometimes even the wheels. Spends around 3 hours doing it, and I'm sure one is a company car. Then he starts on the inside.
I have got a neighbour that does
all that.
And I'm not, and he does, but when you look at his car, I always look and go, that is like
it's showroom quality.
But his car it's immaculate, it's amazing. So fair play.
Ronnie, on the other hand, says my neighbour is the best you could ask for, but he's strange because he takes his car out of the garage, washes it, and then puts it away again.
Well, that's surely. That's not weird.
He's just washing his car.
Surely the man is just taking his car out of his garage, washing it, and then putting it back safely in his garage. Ronnie, I don't think that's that weird.
Hey, Chris and Scott, say the Wickford gang. This could be my neighbour.
Could be.
Having a go at me. Hi, Chris and Scott. My neighbour regularly hoovers her entire back garden, grass, fence, everything.
I do the same.
You don't hoover the fence.
I don't hoover the fence. I wash the fence. I've washed the fence.
Yeah, washing the fence is fine, but hoovering the fence is weird.
Hoovering the fence, I can, but it's fake grass, I'm assuming. I take the hoover outside and clean the grass.
Another one says, hey, Chris and Scott, we realised quite quickly that our neighbour was weird because he always watches us when we get in and out the car. But the ultimate weirdness was when he last had some high winds. Three fence panels blew out and he wasn't sure whose responsibility it was. Weeks passed by and we were sick of him looking at us every time we were in the garden. Anyway, some friends came to check the fence as they were going to get us some new panels. Luckily, they didn't buy any as we happened to notice the three panels on the floor in front of his patio. Funnily enough, after he saw friends looking at the fence the next day, we were in the garden and he started to put the panels back. So he had the panels all along.
So there was nothing wrong with the panels.
He just liked the fact that he could see them in their garden. My partner asked him if he wanted any help, to which he was grateful, but since has never spoken to us. Even while we were talking to the other neighbour who he's friends with, he came over to talk to the neighbour and totally blanked us, even though he was standing 2 feet away from us. He is a total weirdo. You've said don't tell us your name. He's going to know that's him, and he's going to know you're you.
Yes.
Because he's not going to go, I wonder if that's somebody else they're talking about. Because he's going to remember, oh yeah, I did that with the three panels, left them by the patio door, didn't I? And then the guy did ask me if I wanted, I did see them with the neighbour the other day and I did blank them. He's going to know. You don't need to be anonymous. He's going to know it's him.
He might not listen.
Let's hope not.
Yeah.
I've never said that before, but... this one says, I knew that my next door neighbour was weird when he spoke to me over the front garden fence for 19 minutes, then stepped back and he was wearing a pair of budgie smugglers.
Oh,
that's not good. That's definite. It's a red flag there, isn't there?
Oh, I think so.
A couple of red flags there. We mentioned Anonymous, where we said, well, you're not anonymous because the way you've just described your neighbour, there's no possible way your neighbour wouldn't know you were describing them.
Yeah.
The whole story. She said, I didn't ask to be anonymous as we don't care if he thinks he's a weirdo because he's weird. Probably doesn't listen to the radio. He's too busy with a glass on the wall listening to our conversations. Yeah, but then he is listening to the radio if you've got us on. Hello.
But then
hello, weird man with the glass with the wall.
But they don't matter.
There you go. Lucy P in Southend.
There you go.
Named. Oh, nearly said your name then. My neighbour's weird. The bang on the wall at 3 a.m. Luckily, I'm usually playing music, so don't hear it that much.
That is
excellent. Wow, that's brilliant. I can say Steve because obviously it's not true. That's brilliant. That's clever.
It is clever.
So,
sorry, mate, can't hear you. Over the music.
Keep those coming in. When did you realise your neighbour was weird? It's Tuesday in the sunshine. We're talking about neighbours and how bad your neighbours are. When did you know your neighbour was weird? Probably the biggest text that we've done in a long time. A lot of weird neighbours.
It turns out that most of you got weird neighbours.
Yeah. Producer Tom, it's a more successful texter that we've done, isn't it?
It's a very successful one.
Quite a few strange people in Essex. boys, I've got two. At one house, the neighbour wouldn't let me cut his plants that hang over our fence, but would come into our property without telling us to trim it himself.
That's definitely weird.
Frightened life out of me every time when I saw somebody lurking behind our car. Then different neighbours, other side, thought they owned the road. They would park their cars wherever they wanted to. They'd drive over neighbours' driveways just because it was quicker. However, one of their mums would park outside their house with no thought if there was a car parked on the other side, so completely blocking the road. If somebody came along and wanted to get past, they'd just use their horn to bring attention to the situation, but they just got ignored. I had to go out numerous times to move my car for them to get past. I also got fed up with this, and I got fed up with the abuse as well. So luckily, our new neighbours are wonderful.
Beautiful. It's always nice, isn't it? Like, as I said earlier, the story about my neighbour building a wall, which is ridiculous. Mm. Now, the neighbours that have moved into their house... Lovely. Like fresh air.
We've got nice neighbours, but where we used to have, there was a couple of neighbours ago from the neighbours that are there now. Not so great.
No.
So I suppose, it happens every now and again. That one I told you about when I was doing the early show on another radio station, it was like I had to get up at 4:30 in the morning, and the guy bought the Justin Timberlake album, Justified.
Oh, you told me this.
Just split up with his girlfriend and literally listened to the Justified album on repeat, very loud, all night long. And I had to go over there and I do like Rock Your Body, but could you shut up?
He was sad, so it was probably justified.
That's very good. Boys, I knew my neighbour was weird 10 years ago. He came over and complained that either my brother or me was driving too fast down the road. I asked him what car it was, considering I had a red Golf, my brother had a convertible yellow MG. He didn't know, so I closed the door. He hasn't said anything since.
No, obviously not. And someone's doing well.
Yeah, look at you with your yellow MG and your red Golf. Crazy.
Someone's doing well. Right here, right
now, right here, right now. Where hit music lives. 5 to the 4 to the 3 to the 1. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. This is Radio Essex.
Starting to question. Producer Tom, when we ask Scott on a Monday, we're like, "What are you trying to move the screen so you can?"
I can't see you. I couldn't see you. I didn't like that at all.
You know when we say, "Scott, how's your weekend?" And he's like, "Oh, yeah, yeah, oh, gigging here, gigging there, oh, yeah. Smash Hits tours." And
sorry, Smash Hits tours, were we in 1998?
Touring with the Jacksons and, you know, another gig with Queen on Tuesday, right? Millions of us admit to spinning stories about the weekend to make our lives sound more interesting.
So you think...
Well, I'm just saying, not my words, the words of the Daily Star.
That reliable news source.
Yeah. When asked about their weekends on a Monday morning, a poll of workers found around 30% exaggerated
what?
Or made up what they did. I think he works in a petrol station at the weekend.
I think so as well. I mean, it would explain why he's always on the road.
Yes.
Yeah. Right, listen, the reason for being late today is because I it's called The Big Drive Home, isn't it?
Yeah.
I like to experience... Tom, why are you laughing?
Are you going to say you like to experience driving to The Big Drive Home?
Stop.
You wanted to hear the show in situ.
I want to...
The listener would hear it.
In a traffic jam, I want to be... part of the Big Drive Home, but in its true form, right?
Yeah.
And what you're saying about the weekends, I spend a lot of time in my car then as well. So
with your boy band.
I'm just gathering information for the Big Drive Home.
No, it's interesting reading on pretending that they went to the pub with friends instead of the fact they just sat in front of the TV.
In their boxer shorts playing FIFA.
It's the most common fib followed by I'm in a boy band. Second most common fib.
Yeah.
I'm in a boy band. I've been gigging this weekend.
Same.
Yeah.
So I am in a boy band.
I know you are.
He's in a boy band.
I am though.
lots of people make out that they went to an expensive restaurant or, I've been down the gym at the weekend.
No one's gone to the gym.
I just thought it was interesting.
Well, interesting, so you could bring this spin on it.
No, because it's not for you, is it? Because people know you're actually in a boy band. But imagine if people didn't. Imagine if they thought, I bet he's making that up.
People, taking me out of the equation.
People do spin their weekends.
100%. Like, because if you've had... let's paint a scenario. Let's just give this a fictitious person. Let's say Darren.
Yeah.
If you call Darren,
Darren. Really,
I apologise, right? Let's say Darren
lives
with his nan, right?
Okay.
And doesn't get out much.
Yeah.
And he works in a pawnbroker's 9 to 5.
Right? Yeah. Okay.
Everyone else is going out all the time with all their mates. He hasn't got any. He lives with his nan, right? Makes cottage pie.
Yeah.
On a Sunday. He's going to go into work on Monday and he's not going to say, I made a banging cottage pie with my nan. He's going to say, I've been out clubbing. Isn't he?
How does it work?
Yeah.
How does the brain work? How does it work?
Where did Darren,
working in a pawnbroker's, living with his nan, making cottage pies at the weekend, come from?
Does that sound like a good weekend to you? Does it? Does that sound like a good weekend to you?
Not really.
Exactly. So he's going to fabricate it. It makes perfect sense. He's going to say...
But how have you invented Darren? From the pawnbrokers living with his nan making cottage pie.
I just changed Tom's name.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. Radio Essex.
Title fight is on the way. Big one tonight because it's... what's the scores? Is it 2-0 to me?
1-0.
1-0.
Oh, so it's not a big one tonight. It's completely irrelevant.
That's big one tonight.
I'll tell you what, Chris.
It's not.
That's how to sell it.
It's not, is it? It doesn't matter, does it? It's double points Thursday. Tonight it's one where we can just play whatever.
Yeah. What do we call it in the trade? You always get it wrong, don't you? Say it wrong again.
Dead rubber.
Dead rubber, well done. It's a dead duck. It's a duck.
I always think it's called... Why is it called a dead rubber? I don't know.
I just know that it's correct.
But there must be a reason why it's called a dead rubber. Look at Google over there. Listen. Here it goes, Google.
Yeah, here he goes.
One finger at a time.
Actually, we learned something. We learned something about Tom the other day. He can type.
He types without looking.
Without looking and writes words.
When it's like really close to me.
And when you're not under pressure live on the radio.
I didn't believe him and he did it. He typed a whole sentence I was dictating to him. He was typing it and I watched the screen. He wasn't looking at the screen. It was perfect.
It was unreal. He's not good at Google.
Do you want some music while we're waiting? Here we go. I'll get some music on for you while we're waiting, and then we'll come back to
you. I've got it.
Have you got it?
Yeah.
Do you want some music to highlight the fact you've got it?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. I'm going to go with something big. I'm going to go with this. Oh, it doesn't work. Why doesn't this work?
Let go.
There you go, some music for you.
There's a lot of music going on.
Yeah, so it's two different songs. Yeah. Oh, I know what we can play for Tom.
There you go. Privateer Francis Drake, according to the New York Times,
what
described...
What are we doing? Dead rubber.
described a 16th century best of three lawn bowls round as a rubber of bowls. The word...
This is better. Sorry, carry on. What's the matter? Is the music putting you off?
It's good music.
I've remixed it as well.
The keys. I'm here to give you more keys.
Why is DJ Khaled still on the radio?
I don't think we are.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
We've got a lot of DJ Khaled on here, haven't we?
Yeah, we do.
I like it when he says his name randomly.
We the best music!
What even is it? Is this Dream Radio or something?
So we don't know. We still don't know why it's called a dead rubber.
It's to do with bowls of rubber.
Okay. It's not, I don't think. I think you've Googled something.
This is Radio Essex.
Do you know what? I think when we do a link like that, we should say, this is hot.
It's time. The Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.